Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Will not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com, which it's in the middle of loading right now. Here it comes.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Every time I do this, I am aware of the fact that I really need to upgrade computers, because all I'm doing is running a stream, checking a clock, checking the phones, communicating with the board, and wanting to run a little audio. You should be able to do that with a calculator. Certainly my iPhone could do it. But oh no, I listened when we were building this thing. They said, an old Windows XP machine will be just fine. I want to talk real quick about the Trump effect. I don't want anybody out there to think that I am in any way endorsing Donald Trump for president, but I am very intrigued by what's going on in the country right now. If you look back to when Reagan was running for president, when he was saying, and he had, you know, he was an actor who had become a governor, like Schwarzenegger. He, when he was speaking, he was not afraid to say things that he was afraid might chase the moderates off. And you see, the moderates in the Republican Party are the big problem. For me, they're the big problem. When the ship is sinking, we all become extremists. We want to live. In that moment, in that 11th hour, we all become extremists. And believe it or not, folks, in this country right now today, in this ideological combat we find ourselves in, we are in the 11th hour. The ship is sinking. The Titanic has, the ship that is the USS United States has broken in half. The front half is already headed to the bottom of the ocean. And the rear half is up in the air, and Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet are looking down at the ocean. And it is going down. And so we should all be, at this particular moment, extremists. Because we were born in a place, America the idea is so much better than America the reality today. And America the idea still has the underpinnings and all the stuff necessary to be the idea. To actually be the America that was envisioned. Right now, all the commentators and the pundits and the deep thinkers and the George Wills and the Karl Roves and everything else, they're out there bashing Donald Trump. And they're really sort of outthinking themselves, aren't they? Now, here's the thing about... they're saying we're having an active shooter in Virginia now. People are getting very angry. People are getting very angry and fed up. But anyway, all of these that are out there saying this is not the way you talk, this is not the way you say to do it. Dwight Eisenhower did expel many illegal immigrants. It has been done before. He did it three times, three iterations of Operation Wetback. He put them on a boat, sailed them down the peninsula, and let them off somewhere near Guatemala or something. They couldn't just walk right across the border. It is doable. Right now, everybody's saying, you cannot deport 11 million people. Well, it isn't going to be easy, but it's definitely something that needs to be done. How do you look at anybody and say, okay, let's reform immigration, but you start with letting 11 million lawbreakers have amnesty? How does that begin? Would you do that with people killing people? Would you do that? Especially when you don't know who they are. These are all nameless people. We don't know their names. We don't know their background. We know a few of them because they keep getting caught and released, like, you know, in a stream. The American people are looking at the GOP, and they don't see very much. They're not seeing very much. They occasionally see some strong rhetoric and some frowns, but for the most part, I see a bunch of listless old men. I remember when they didn't have control of Congress, and when they were saying, and I might have to look into this after the break, Republicans were saying, when we have control of Congress, we're going to do this, so have patience until we recapture the House. In the meantime, we were supposed to be nice, not rock the boat and jeopardize the upcoming election. We had to look like the good folks. Since we won back Congress, they're doing the same thing, though. Now they're saying, we don't have control of the presidency, just wait until 2016, and then we'll really turn things around. But for right now, let's be calm. We don't have time to be calm. Right now, President Barack Obama is probably in Mexico working on the UN Arms Trade Treaty. And one of the reasons I harp on the gun issue is, folks, if they ever manage to talk us out of the guns, oh my goodness, things will really begin to accelerate at a high pitch. Barack Obama operates completely outside of anything I've ever seen before. He does not care about Congress. He's out there saying, let's operate in this new era of civility, while at the same time he demonizes Congress. Right now, everybody that disagrees with his Iran policy that he wants to push through are the crazies. Everybody disagrees with his EPA energy program that he wants to push through, which will, you know, put a lot of people out of business, put a lot of people out of work. They are the extremists. Congress has voted for none of this stuff. With the Iran deal, he went to the UN first. This is what he thinks of you, because the Congress, and, you know, I know that. You don't think of it this way, but Congress is your representatives, and he completely disdains your representatives. He holds them in complete and total contempt. So the problem here is not Donald Trump, okay? And it's not what Donald Trump is saying. The fact of the matter is, what's happening here is not enough people are saying what Donald Trump is saying. It would be so much better if a Governor Scott Walker or Rick Perry were saying what Donald Trump was saying, because then they would say, well, you know, he's got political clout. He's been a governor. As if somehow or other that makes him possibly a better president to have been a governor. But, you know, GOP, you need to wake up. Pinch yourself somewhere and wake up, please, because you're the problem. I don't care about the moderates. Lindsey Graham is a moderate. John McCain is a moderate. Boehner is a moderate. McConnell is a moderate. These are do-nothing guys that just want to get along, that want to wait their time out, get their pension, and die. They don't care if we the people are doing any better. They couldn't care less, because big government benefits the politician. And they understand that. They get that. They've got a lot of money coming for amnesty. That's why they want amnesty. They don't really care about amnesty. They don't really care what it does to me and you. They don't care what it does to the Constitution. So sit back and let's watch this fight in the GOP play itself out. And then we'll talk later on down in the sometime next year, shall we? Now I've got to go looking for this active shooter incident that seems interesting to the way it's playing out. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. They don't know ISIS is here already. They got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters,
Lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming out of Roanoke, Virginia, we have this incident right now where Allison Parker, 24, and cameraman Adam Ward, 27, have been murdered by a gunman while they were filming a live interview. This is actually somewhat, it's actually about 3 hours old. This happened at 6:45 a.m. at Bridgewater Plaza in Manatee, Virginia, according to Franklin County Sheriff's Department spokesperson Philip Young. Earlier, police had reported there were three victims. Of course, that was early. They're still looking for the shooter. They have no idea who he is, although they have a blurred image of somebody running away after the cameraman drops the camera. Bedford County schools are on lockdown as cops shoot for the search for the shooter. According to ABC 13, the Virginia Department of Transportation has reported a high-priority situation and notes the closing of both the north and south lanes of Route 122 in the area. Moneta is about 25 miles east of Roanoke. This is horrific. This has nothing to do with... I expect there's going to be, of course, calls for gun control because of this, and as they always are. But I don't find it horrific because of that. I find it horrific that a 24-year-old and a 27-year-old, in the course of executing their job, probably sheep, and I mean that in the nicest way. When I say sheep, I mean innocent, probably not looking around too much. They got ambushed. And with somebody that is truly evil, there's not a whole lot of difference between the sheep sometimes and the sheepdog. Sheepdogs can get ambushed, too. We don't have eyes in the back of our heads, after all. We will have to wait and see how this plays out and look for the details as they come along. They've already revised the reports one time. The ninjas, of course, are on top of it. Hats off to 77 Patriots AK Files, who gave me a link to go to. And they're saying that he had a handgun in his hands as he was running up. So conceivably, they could have possibly seen him. But like I said, it's early. Prayers go out to the families of Allison Parker and Adam Ward. I only wish I had been there. This is for all of us out there that are sitting back and saying, how can this be happening so much? Go back a few years when they started medicating little boys. Go back a few years to that. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton she's taken to social media, because when you do social media, you don't get any questions asked. She's saying that she's throwing the cops under the tracks, or under the bus, rather. They need more training, and the laws protecting gun rights should be revamped. She said, with police, first and foremost, they need to be trained and held accountable and disciplined in a way that prevents the reaction that we've seen way too much of. You see, the cops in Ferguson, Darren Wilson is to blame for the people of Ferguson burning parts of Ferguson when the gentle giant was killed, Michael Brown. She also wrote on Facebook, and with civilians, a lot of these stand-your-ground laws need to be rewritten. If you have to defend yourself, okay, but look at some of the instances we've had. Trayvon Martin and too many more. Trayvon Martin was not a stand-your-ground case, Madam Secretary. You cesspool with hair. He was shot by George Zimmerman. Even the Department of Justice, with their skewed views of what is and is not a hate crime, could not find enough on him to try to charge him. And if they could have, they would have done it. They would have done it. This was not a stand-your-ground case. She continues, nobody should want to create circumstances in which innocent, unarmed people are killed, either by law enforcement or by civilians wielding guns. We've got to figure out how to deal with that. As far as with law enforcement, Madam Secretary, it's a very simple thing. This shows exactly how much disconnected you are with the world today. If a cop tells me to stop, I'm stopping. If he tells me to put my hands on my head, I'm putting my hands on my head. If he tells me to stick one foot out and take one foot in, I'm doing the hokey pokey. The odds are against me, no matter how bad I am. I'm a good guy, so, you know, nothing's going to happen to me. I'm going to comply. One thing I'm not going to do when they're doing that is reach in, try to take his gun, and break his ocular socket in his head. And then turn around and charge him after he's blown my thumb off of my hand while I was reaching for his gun. That's one thing I'm not going to do. So as far as that's concerned, I think that's where the training needs to be. If they're coming at you, you stop them. If they're not, well, don't shoot. Please don't shoot. That's what you need to do. Stop shooting at people that aren't doing anything. There's the training for that. As far as civilians, we have a very good track record. You don't even know what you're talking about. Of course, you and your State Department think you can change security classifications on stuff just because you can. When in fact, the whole point behind that, if the NSA classifies something, the only ones that can change the classification is the NSA. Or not the DIA, and not the FBI, not the CIA, and not any of these other alphabet, and certainly not the State Department, not Hillary Clinton. They can't take the headers off of the emails and say, well, it's just regular info. You broke the law. You destroyed Petraeus, which Petraeus needed destroying. And you certainly need to be destroyed now by this because you compromised security in a big way. She's getting out there saying that she's trying to play to a base that is beginning to become completely unenamored of her. She's not trusted. There's a lot of people that want her to suspend her campaign until all of this blows over. Which she's not really campaigning. She expects to be coronated, folks. She's not campaigning. It just caught my eye that she was going to do that. That she's saying this out there on social media. Because she certainly doesn't like questions. She doesn't like to have a question at all. When we get back, another quote-unquote celebrity, Martin Scorsese, has joined a campaign to destroy guns. Quite a stupid one at that. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In what I can only characterize as a display of utter arrogant stupidity, we have something now called the Gun Neutral Campaign. What this is within the arts, in the world of the arts, if you will, make that mean, look at your three big networks, this is where the arts reside. And in this, what they pledge to do is they're going to destroy a real firearm every time a fake one is used on screen. You see, this way we can have gratuitous violence with guns on TV and in movies, but at the same time we can go out and find some real guns and destroy them. I don't know exactly how that's going to work because most of TV in is shot in California and New York, and you know it's hard enough to be able to get a gun anyway in those areas. Getting one to destroy it is going to be somewhat stupid. But that's what they claim to do. What's arrogant about this is, you know, in the grand scheme of things, there's not that many things shot for movies. more for TV. As a matter of fact, right now, when you look at movies, I see a bunch of remakes more than anything else, but they're looking at this as something similar to carbon offsetting, you see. Except, here's the problem. With carbon offsetting, what they're talking about is if you actually pollute, then you go out and you pay some third world backwater country that hasn't got anything industrial, and they have no pollution happening because they don't have any industry, and they buy carbon credit from them, and they're still able to pollute. Pollution does not go down. You're just spending money to pollute. That's the difference. And the gun neutral campaign is the brainchild of Carl McCrow. And director Martin Scorsese has signed on to this. They worked together on the shooting of a film called Tomorrow about a soldier's struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder. Scorsese is credited as a producer. McCrow's artwork shows up in it. He's hoping that his partnership with the movie will convince other producers to collaborate with and donate to his charity. One Less Gun, which destroys weapons found in war zones. He told The Independent, "I'm really pleased if we can set this as a standard, then who knows how many lives could be saved. Simple fact is that there are too many guns, and they ruin people's lives every day." This, by the way, is characterized as a gun safety measure. And notice, now, I'll tell you where they could get me, okay? If they were to tell me that every time a gun is used on a television show or in a movie, that this guy McCrow and Martin Scorsese are going to go to Gangland Chicago and snatch that many guns away from the gang members and destroy them, then they've got my attention. I'll donate my carrier, my plate carrier, and the plates to you, Martin Scorsese. It'll certainly cover up your little chest. Now you're talking. You need some donations. You're going to need donations because you're going to take a few rounds. But getting out there and saying, well, okay, where are they going to get the guns from? Are they going to go to a gun shop outside of their area and buy a gun and then film them hitting it with something? Destroying a gun is not the easiest thing out there. You don't just do it with tools. You can certainly make it unfireable. Without a doubt, you can bend the barrel, you can mess up the cylinder, you can primarily messing up the barrel is going to make it to where it's basically destroyed. But, guns are durable goods. I mean, they could be cannibalized unless you shred them somehow or another, which have they bought one of their own? Have they got a gun neutral program campaign shredder to shred up metal guns? That would be interesting. But the sheer stupidity of this. The people whose lives get ruined by guns are crime victims. And the crossfire victims in the black community. This will do nothing to address what's happening to them. This is another attempt by a bunch of mealy-mouthed liberals sitting somewhere on a coastal city in a gun-free zone that have never seen a real gun in their lives. They can sit back and say, I'm doing something. I'm making a difference. Questions being asked right now regarding this Paris bullet train. Should we all be ready to take on an AK-wielding killer? I don't know. This is coming out of PRI, Public Radio International. And it's a pretty stupid question. Should you be ready to go against an AK-47-wielding attacker? This coming from PRI contributor Shireen Jafari. I don't know which rock he's been laying under. But that whole near-term lone wolf thing, that's been going on in Africa and Asia and Australia and Europe and North America. Domestic terrorism and organized violent crime is also a proven threat in many countries. We've only got 800,000 cops. between 800,000 and 900,000 cops in a country of 318 million here in the United States, I would say yes, we need to be ready to take on an AK-wielding killer. And, you know, actually, we've done it. We've done it twice now. We did it in a foreign country. We did it in Garland, Texas. And they did it unarmed. So, you need to find some better witnesses to PRI. You don't need to have an Obama administration expert. They don't know what they don't know what's going on. And in the article, they say that some people are going so far as to create what they call the ISIS welcome kits. Oh, that's just funny. I have, as you well know, that they carry in their cars or trucks that consist of rifles, trauma kits, and body armor just in case. Are they listening here? Is PRI listening to Lock and Load on Genesis Communications Network? Some of that terminology sounds familiar, doesn't it? I think that's pretty funny. You should be ready to deal with whatever presents itself in front of you. Don't worry about a fair fight. The fair fight is the one where you're the last one standing. Don't worry about it being fair. Those guys on that train, when they beat that guy into unconsciousness, they acted with a lot more restraint than I would have if he'd started swinging a box cutter at me. Because after I got him unconscious, I would have tried some things that I've never gotten to do to a human being before. But I was trained to do. And I don't have any anger issues. The ISIS, PRI listens to Lock and Load. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. I get that's I'm getting a kick out of that. No, Heath, I have not seen your welcome bag. You need to show me your welcome bag. He's my homeboy, so he could actually show me his welcome bag if we wanted to get together, so that's no big deal. When we get back, a gun control proponent lady says that you are too weak to carry a gun for self-defense on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Welcome back. Coming up next hour, it's going to be Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. I've got some questions for him about the FASTER program where they're teaching the teachers in Ohio. I want to see how far this is spreading. This is coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Studio, Performance Made in the USA studio. How many times have I said that? On a Wednesday, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. August 23rd, 2015, on the airing of the third rail on the Al Jazeera Network, one of my favorites, the executive director of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, Leah Gunn Barrett, suggested that women are too weak to be allowed to carry guns for self-defense on college campuses, ladies. And I also want to make the point here that that is typical of a liberal to get out there and paint all of you with a broad brush in order to get their goal, which is for all of us to be disarmed, but, you know, that's beside the point. She made the suggestion in the face of Florida State Representative Rowinkle Vasalinda, Democrat from the 9th District. Although Vasalinda was the victim of an attempted rape while in college, an attempted rape that she was able to stop by grabbing the gun her father had given her for self-defense. Vasalinda made it clear that she wants to see Florida pass laws opening the door for women on campuses today to be similarly armed for self-defense. Barrett responded to Vasalinda by claiming college campuses are some of the safest places in the nation and asking why we would want to change that by allowing law-abiding women to carry guns for self-defense. I don't know, maybe because if I had a daughter in college or my granddaughter who one day may go to college, I don't want my granddaughter raped or murdered, death killed. I'll deal with whatever comes up if she shoots and kills an assailant. I'll help my family out as much as I can.
But here's the thing. Barrett doesn't believe any of this stuff. She says that she's made it clear that she would never allow her daughter, who was a sophomore in college, to attend a school where women and other law-abiding citizens are allowed to carry guns for self-defense. Vasilinda countered, rightfully so, explaining that college campuses are not bastions of safety, but places where 20% of women are victims of rape or sexual assault. She claims to be very concerned about the safety of women who are denied the ability to defend themselves via campus carry. Barrett then countered with the suggestion that women are too weak to carry guns for self-defense, as if somehow the guns weigh too much. I picked up my wife's purse before. Okay? That's not carrying any water. She said, women are not physically powerful like men are. A gun could easily be turned on a woman, and it is frequently. Besides the boxer who pulled the gun on her husband, cite an example for me. Let's throw her out of the way. And give me another example besides her. That's your one. I need more than one in order for this to start being a policy talking point. I know that between 200 and 600,000 times a year, women use guns to stop a sexual assault. Leah Gunn Barrett. This is the same Leah Gunn Barrett who once basically insisted that there's no such thing as a law-abiding gun owner. After further questioning, Barrett said she did not agree that the 9 unarmed churchgoers here in South Carolina at Charleston's Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church would have been safer if armed. That's because you're a stupid woman. You're an ignorant woman. That's why. Right now, we are celebrating an anniversary of Katrina, which was a dark time in our history. Besides the fact that the government, all of the government, local, state, federal, abandoned the people there, there was an unconstitutional, completely illegal gun grab against a bunch of people they should have left alone. Now, right now in New Orleans, as an example, you've got feds going door to door informing people that gun owners' rights are not absolute when it comes to schools, around a school. They've made it a special mission to go do that this year. This is the traditional attitude of government in regards to gun restrictions. Nothing is absolute. Now, an important note here is that everybody believes in gun rights. It's just a question of who has those rights. The so-called gun control supporter, they don't support the absence of guns in society. They support gun ownership being monopolized and centralized in the hands of the state and their enforcers, unless you have to throw the enforcers under the bus. New York, Baltimore. If you can criminalize an individual's Second Amendment right to defend themselves, government exempts itself from its own rules and faces no repercussions that way. This is the case in the target-rich environment that is a school zone, which thankfully that's beginning to change in certain states, apparently not in Louisiana. In school zones where it hasn't changed yet, where the federal law is in full force, unless you have the magical uniform and the magical shiny badge, then only then do you have the legal right to carry a gun. Consequently, making schools a prime target for a mass shooting. I in the upstate of South Carolina, I went to when we first moved up here in 1976. I went to a high school called Wade Hampton. Wade Hampton has been torn down, essentially, and rebuilt. And this is a gigantic place. And I have not done any research whatsoever, but I was across the road from it yesterday, and I looked down one side of the building. That side of the building was as long as two football fields from my vantage point. May not have been that long, but it was huge. Okay? Let's say there's a straight hallway from one end to the other. Three stories high, by the way. In a straight hallway, if a resource officer sees a shooter, now he's got to run to the shooter quite a distance. If the shooter gets out of the hallway, there's a problem for that resource officer because now he just lost all advantage. Now he's in the kill box. The only possible way for school shooters to be taken down and dealt with before they do anything horrific, like, say, a la Sandy Hook or Virginia Tech or Columbine, is teachers being armed. Cops don't need to be the only ones in the schools with guns, which, when Sean gets here in the next hour, we're going to talk about this. But they're going door-to-door right now in New Orleans to make sure everybody understands this. U.S. Attorney Kenneth Polite, nice name, he joined in it. Federal law makes it an offense to possess a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school, so he wanted to get the word out of the community about this work. Just a friendly reminder by local media outlets. Glad I don't live in New Orleans. I am glad I don't live in New Orleans. Polite said of the 7th District, this is the second time we have focused on a school here in New Orleans East. The idea has certainly suffered from a lot of crime over a long period of time. Perfect. Go to the people that aren't committing the crime to remind them not to commit a crime. Smoking. We'll be right back. Coming up next, John Maloney's Second Call Defense on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.